Hello, everyone. Welcome to Science Unscripted. Connor here.
And Sam.
One thing that has been on a lot of people's minds during the corona pandemic, besides the virus itself, is money, finances, your job and your job security, and whether you're going to be able to make rent or your mortgage payment.
Definitely. I think in a lot of cases, it can be as stressful, if not more stressful, than fears of this pandemic itself.
Yeah. So one thing I was happy to learn is there actually is a therapeutic treatment for exactly this kind of stress.
Science Unscripted.
Hello, I'm Nicole Cavoni. I'm a licensed psychotherapist with 17 years of experience and also a financial therapist in Pennsylvania in the United States. And I have a lot of experience working with people struggling with financial stress and helping them to navigate that, particularly right now during the additional financial stress of the pandemic that we're experiencing.
So, Nicole, this is the first time I'd ever heard the term financial therapist. In a sentence, what is a financial therapist?
So a financial therapist basically walks you through the process of identifying the thoughts, feelings, and behaviors that are keeping you from having a healthy relationship with money, and then teaches you the skills and tools you need to become financially successful. So the objective is to think and feel better about money so you can behave better with it and improve your financial life.
As we know, economies around the world are really suffering right now during this pandemic. What have you seen, though, among individuals in terms of how their financial stress is impacting their mental health?
People are experiencing a lot more fear and anxiety. A lot of people are worrying about losing steady income or being laid off or losing their job altogether because many businesses are closing. So that's definitely increasing the fear and anxiety that we're all experiencing.
There are a lot of unknowns out there right now in all aspects of daily life. Is there anything you can recommend to our listeners around the world? Any tips, tricks, anything to help them feel better?
Sure. I think that one of the things everybody wants to feel in general, but especially during the pandemic, is a feeling of security when it comes to their finances. So the best advice I can give is to save as much money as you possibly can so you have it if and when you need it. So this means really cutting down on our non-essential spending so that we can create a money cushion that is there when we need it. Say if we're losing income or if we have an unexpected expense, we are prepared to handle that financial storm, so to speak.
Spending does make us feel good sometimes. I know if I've had a bad day, I might want to go shopping or something. But obviously, we're not wanting to do that right now. We're wanting to save money. So do you have any tips on how we can deal with this urge and maybe redirect it?
Sure. I have two suggestions when it comes to this. The first one is to what I call window shop. So a lot of us are shopping online because many stores are closed or we don't feel safe going out to public. So if you're shopping online, one of the best things you can do is keep your items in your cart for 3 days before you actually buy those items. Mm-hmm. That way it gives you some time to think about whether those are essential purchases or whether you want to put your money towards that use or not, instead of impulsively spending. So that's tip number one. The second tip is, instead of using retail therapy as a source of comfort, I recommend practicing self-care instead. So while material possessions can make us feel good in the short term, self-care can often have long-lasting effects without the added financial stress. So instead of shopping for comfort, walk the dog, listen to great music, take a bath, read, journal, get out in nature, do something creative. Those sorts of things are really going to increase your happiness far more than retail therapy or spending might do that.
I know a lot of couples are really suffering right now. It's a huge source of stress for them in their relationship, the fact that one partner or both partners have lost some of their income. They don't know what's going to happen next. Is there anything specific to couples out there? How can one couple help their partner, or how can couples deal with this better so that their marriage doesn't blow up because they're temporarily out of work?
Sure. This is a really common problem that we see in couples, and I specialize in couples therapy, so this is something that comes up a lot. And what typically tends to happen with couples is that we forget that we have different values, and that influences what we think money should be used for. And instead of setting aside time to constructively talk about those differing values and our beliefs related to money, we often wait until a fight happens about money, which can really escalate the conversation and make it completely unproductive. So one thing I suggest to couples is to schedule money dates, which is basically just setting aside time that you're tending to your finances and opening up those conversations that you can have in a calm, constructive way. And this is a time to talk about your personal values, how you think money should be used, and work together to increase your financial literacy, learn about money, share what you are learning with each other, and make plans together about how you can use your money in the very best way to support both of your goals.
And that was Nicole Iacovone talking to us from Pennsylvania in the U.S. there about some financial therapy and some tips, hopefully for all of you out there. One thing she mentioned, we didn't have a chance to keep it in there. She said, one quick way to save cash, cancel the subscriptions.
Yes, so, I know I have a few of those.
Yeah, she said a lot of them just keep on running and people don't realize they're even paying for them. So cancel some subscriptions to save, put a little more money in your pocket. If you have any other questions, tips, things you'd like to hear about, we are su@dw.com.
Science Unscripted.